the herring fish that lived in this beautiful sea. Nets of silver and gold have we, said Wynken, Blynken, Wynken, Blynken, and Nod. All night long their nets they threw for the fish in the twinkling foam. Then down from the sky came the wooden shoe, bringing the fishermen home. 'Twas all so pretty a sail, it seemed as if it could not be. And some folks thought 'twas a dream they dreamed of sailing that beautiful sea. But I shall name you the fishermen three, Wynken, Blynken, and Nod. And Nod. Wynken and Blynken are two little eyes, and Nod is a little head. And the wooden shoe that sailed the skies is a wee one's trundle bed. So close your eyes while Daddy sings of wonderful sights that be, and you shall see the beautiful things as you rock on the misty sea. The old shoe rocked the fishermen three. Wynken, Blynken, Wynken, Blynken, and
asleep, Mr. Nevin. Bert.
Yes, darling.
Oh, that's a lovely song.
You know, Anne, when I began to study, I thought I just wanted to play music. But now I want to write it. I want to put into music everything I feel when I look at you, when I look at my son, when I look at the world around me. And so into music went Ethelbert Nevin's love of family and of home and of children everywhere. He was not a strong man. He lived but 39 years. His son would know him for 13 of those years. His daughter, Dorothy Ann Nevin, would know him for but 9. In the final analysis, they would know him best of all through his music.
Children, we found this song in your father's things. Come over to the piano. I want you to listen to it.
Sweetest little fellow everybody knows. Don't know what to call him, but he's mighty like a rose. Looking at his mammy with eyes so shiny blue, how sweet the angels that is Mammy, with eyes so shiny blue, make you think that heaven is coming close to you.
Oh, we are so much more fortunate than many people, my darlings. For although he has left us, we still can hear him speak to us in his music.
He died in 1901, 48 years ago. He did not live to see Mighty Like a Rose become an American classic. He did live, however, to know that his famous piano composition, Narcissus, was finding its way to almost every piano in America. And he did live to see another of his songs sell 32,500 copies in 1 year. A phenomenal record in those days. And it was this song that had him worried the most. When he wrote it, he said to his wife, "Anne, I don't know whether this song has any real musical merit at all. I guess only time will tell. And time has told. For of all Ethelbert Nevin's great catalog of music, this one song stands out above all the rest. Timeless, belonging to the ages.
The hours I spent with thee, dear heart, are as a string of pearls to me. I count them over, every one apart, my rosary, my pearl a prayer to still a heart in absence wrung. I tell each bead unto the end, and there are crosses hung. Oh, memory that bless and burn, oh, barren gain and bitter tears. I kiss each bead and strive at last to learn to kiss the cross.
So, for music that has become a treasured part of the musical growth of this nation, the Railroad Hour salutes the genius and the music of Ethelbert Nevin. As a lasting tribute to the memory of Ethelbert Nevin, the Railroad Hour is proud to present to Mr. Paul Nevin a scroll honoring his father. It is signed by William T. Farrisee, President, Association of American Railroads. And here to accept the scroll for Mr. Paul Nevin is the famous soprano of the Metropolitan Opera Company and star of the Kraft Music Hall, lovely Dorothy Kirsten. Hello, Dorothy.
Thank you, Gordon. It gives me a great deal of pleasure to accept this scroll on behalf of Paul Nevin, Mr. Ethelbert Nevin's son, who was unable to be here this evening. The music of his father has been a great source of pleasure and inspiration to this nation through the passing years, and I know it will continue to be through the years to come.
Thank you, Dr. Pearson. Next week, the Railroad Hour will pay tribute to the composer and author lyricist of one of Broadway's recent successes, Mr. Frederick Lowe and Mr. Alan J. Lerner, and their great score for Brigadoon. You'll hear many familiar hits, and among them, this great favorite.
And from the way that I feel when that bell starts to peal, I would swear I was falling. I could swear I was falling. It's almost like being in love.
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen, for joining us. The Railroad Summer Hour is written by Gene Holloway and is brought to you each week at this time by the American Railroads. These railroads are your hometown partners. They are an essential, dependable working part of the life of thousands of cities and towns all over America. Railroads employ local people, often buy supplies locally. They own local property and pay local taxes on it. They are responsible citizens and good neighbors in your own hometown.
All aboard!
Well, it looks as though we're ready to pull out. So until next week, goodbye. Gordon MacRae is now being seen in the Warner Brothers Technicolor production, Look for the Silver Lining. In tonight's tribute, Gordon MacRae appeared as Ethelbert Nevin and Lucille Norman as Mrs. Nevin. And now for Lucille Norman, the sportsman, John Rarig and his orchestra, and your host, Gordon MacRae, a hearty invitation to meet us again next week at this same place on your dial. We'll have more songs and a tribute to Alan J. Lerner and Frederick Lowy and their score for Brigadoon. This is Marvin Miller speaking. This is ABC, the American Broadcasting Company.